今天是美国的父亲节。
Today is the American Father's Day.
因为在台湾是八月八号八八节。
In Taiwan, the Father's Day is on August 8th. It would sound like a father.
十天前我在中国大陆。
10 days ago, I was in mainland China.
我问他们父亲节很多人没有听过。
When I ask them, many of them have never heard of a Father's Day.
母亲节比较通行一点。
It was more popular than more people actually knew about Mother's Day.
庆祝也热闹多了。
It was also more popular and more celebrations on the Mother's Day.
父亲节就马马虎虎过去了。
For the Father's Day is like a tigers and horses and horses or not being taken seriously.
所以今天很冷清的，没有什么什么特别事情。
So maybe for them today will be dealt casually.
不过我先说，父亲是非常重要的角色。
First, I like to emphasize that the father is a very important role.
中国话说，有其父必有其子。
In the Chinese saying, like father, like son.
虎父虎子
，Tiger father will result in a tiger son.
丘吉尔是了不起的大政治家。
Churchill was a great politician.
他的爸爸是一个小政治家。
His father turned out was a smaller politician.
不过能够让他儿子成为了不起的。政治家。
But he was able to make his son a great politician.
贝多芬的爸爸也是个小音乐家。
Beethoven's father was a smaller musician.
能够产生伟大的贝多芬。
But yet he was able to his offspring become a great musician.
篮球明星 Kobe Bryant 爸爸也是一个 NBA 的。篮球员
The NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, his father was also an NBA player.
父亲是很重要的。
Father is important, isn't it?
是伟大的人物。
It ought to be a great person.
我们常常用什么之父来描写伟大的人。
Very often we will use father of something to describe a great person.
原子能之父。
The father of atomic energy.
火箭之父
The father of rocket science.
华盛顿是美国的国父
Father of United States is George Washington.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父
Abraham is the father of faith.
我说这些话让父亲们有一点安慰
This is just for the purpose of comfort, you fathers.
希望在座所有父亲们享受父亲节快乐
I would like to wish all you fathers to enjoy a happy Father's Day.
那么今天我就讲一点在父亲节的话。
So today I'd like to share with you a few words about Father.
父亲节的勉励的话。
Words of encouragement during this occasion of a Father's Day.
是要根据圣经里面的几节圣经。
It will be according to the words in the scripture.
请看以弗所第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所第六章一到四节。
Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4.
第一遍请用中文跟着我念，第二遍英文跟着张长老念。
We shall be reading it in unison first in Chinese, then in English.
中文的请你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now in English. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and the mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that if it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
保罗有三个劝勉对于儿女和父亲。
Here, Paul has three advices for both parents and the children.
在座许多做儿女的,
Many of you are children.
我第一点要对做儿女的说,
First, I'd like to speak to you for those who you are in your role as a child, as children.
当孝敬父母,
should honor your parents.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
This is the first commandment with a promise.
第二跟第三点是对父亲们说的。
The second and the third points are for the fathers.
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not exasperate your children.
要照主的旨意教养他们。
Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
现在要请做儿女的们特别注意听。
Now I ask your attention for those of you who are in a role as a child.
圣经非常注重孝道。
Our teaching in the scripture greatly emphasize honoring your parents.
这与我们中国的思想很接近的。
This is very closely matched with the thought of us Chinese.
中国人强调百善孝为先。
Well, our Chinese emphasize the fact that the most important virtue is the honoring your parents.
孝弟也者是为人的根本。
The honoring your parents is the foundation of basis of you as a human being.
也是人跟禽兽不一样的地方。
That sets apart between you as a human being with animals.
所以 中国文化跟圣经里面这个孝顺的思想是相合的。
So in relate of the Chinese thinkings and the biblical teaching, honoring parents, they do match very well.
旧约一再强调孝顺父母。
In the Old Testament, it repeatedly emphasized that we should honor our parents.
咒骂父母的要被治死。
For those who scold their parents will be condemned to death.
约瑟非常孝敬他的爸爸。
Joseph honored his father very, very much.
不但把雅各接来供养。
Not only he received Jacob to himself to honor him to feed him, provide him.
也把一家70口都好好的供养。
He also received the whole family of seventy people.
主耶稣顺从他的父亲。
Jesus Christ obeyed his father.
在地上的养父,
his father on earth.
他就学习做木匠的工作,
so he learned to be a carpenter.
也供养家里的需要,
and provide the needs of his family.
主耶稣死在十字架,
when Jesus died on the cross,
还把母亲交给约翰来照顾,
he entrusted his mother to his disciple John.
所有做儿女的请注意,
all those who are children.
若不孝顺父母是违背了神的心意。
If you do not honor your parents, you are disobedient of the teaching from the scripture.
神也赐福孝顺的子女。
Also, God will bring blessings to those who honor their parents.
其实孝顺父母是我们的本分。
In fact, honoring your parents is our duty.
但是神把应许福分赐给这样的儿女。
Yet God has given promises and blessings for those who honor their parents.
所以圣经说这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Therefore the Bible says this is the first commandment with a promise.
能够在世得福。
That you will go well in this earth.
而且享长寿。
And you enjoy long life in this earth.
许多人羡慕长寿。
Many people are longing to be a long living.
每天吃很多很多维他命。
Take a lot of vitamin pills, for example.
那么秦始皇还派人去东海找药。
Emperor 秦始皇 has sent emissaries to the eastern oceans to look for perhaps a medicine that will make him live longer.
我今天提供各位一个更好的方法。
I'd like to provide you, suggest you a much better way.
特别30岁以下的年轻人。
Especially for those who are 30 years or younger.
如果你想活长寿。
If you like to live a long life.
你要孝敬父母。
You should honor your parents.
你会在世得福。
You will be doing well on this earth.
你还会得享长寿。
And you will live a long life in this earth.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
This is the first commitment that was promised.
其实父亲是很值得你孝敬的。
As a matter of fact, your father is very worthy of your honoring.
根据统计
,statistically,
父亲是相当劳苦的。
Father is the one who actually had to work very hard.
虽然母亲是很伟大。
I'm not diminishing the greatness of a mother.
但是父亲得心脏病比母亲多三倍。
It's three times more for the fathers to contract heart diseases than the mother.
还有各种的溃疡，胃溃疡等等，多四倍。
It's four times more of like a stomach ulcer for the fathers and the mothers.
一般说起来，少活七年。
Generally speaking, the fathers will live 7 years shorter than mother.
这是一般的统计的。
This is just to be statistically speaking.
所以做儿女的要体恤父亲。
So, children, you should honor your father.
当然也要体恤母亲啊。
We're not singling mothers out.
但是不要忘记父亲是很劳苦的。
Do not forget the fact your father usually works very hard.
我多讲一点父亲的好话啊。
Let me speak well for your fathers more.
今天是父亲节。
Because today is Father's Day.
这个父亲真的是很爱儿女的。
Fathers really love their children.
圣经里面大卫爱他的儿子亚撒龙。
Like in the Bible, King David loved his son Absalom.
虽然亚撒龙到处杀，要找机会杀大卫。
Even though Absalom rebelled against David and wanted to kill his father,
大卫一直告诉他的将军们
but then David told all his generals,
不要杀害亚撒龙
do not kill Absalom, my son.
但是后来他的将军没有听他的话
then his general did not totally obey him,
把亚撒龙杀死了
and Absalom was killed.
大卫在那边哭着喊着
King David cried out,
我儿亚撒龙，我儿亚撒龙。
My son, Absalom.
我恨不得替你来死啊。
I would rather to die for you.
每一次读到这一段，我很感动。
Every time I read this, my heart was touched.
这个父亲真的爱儿女。
This father truly loved his son.
啊，我就想到差不多10年前我自己的故事。
That remind me of my own story about 10 years ago.
我的女儿从台湾到美国来读大学。
My daughter came from Taiwan to the United States to attend university.
那么我跟我太太就来陪她暑假陪她一段时间。
And in the summer, we came over to be with her for a period of time.
因为她一个人在美国，所以她必须要学开车。
And she was alone by herself in the United States, so she had to learn how to drive.
那我们就给她买一部车。
So we bought her a car.
那我就花了几个礼拜时间
for a few weeks of time,
冒了生命的危险教她开车
and while teaching her how, taught her how to drive while endangering my own life.
她终于拿到驾照了
Finally, she got her license.
以后我们就回去了
So we went back home.
差不多过了3-4个月
3 or 4 months later,
我们的朋友从洛杉矶打电话给我们
Our friends from Los Angeles called us,
说他出了大车祸。
Said my daughter was engaged in a big car accident.
当我听到这个消息
，The moment I heard this news,
心中立刻的反应
，My first reaction in my heart was,
但愿我能够替她受苦。
I would rather be the one to suffer for her.
不过后来因为那个 airbag 救了她。
But the airbag indeed worked and saved her.
若不然就非常可能就过去了。
Otherwise, her life could be lost.
我就想到父亲真的爱儿女。
So that remind me that indeed the fathers do love their children.
如果儿女不懂得敬爱父母,
if the children do not understand how to love their father,
实在失去了神的赐福,
then they will indeed lose the blessing from God.
让神很不喜悦。
It would be displeasing to our Lord.
从这一点我也想到神对我们的爱。
From this point, I can also think of the love from our God.
圣经说父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女。
And scripture says how the God loves their children.
一般的父亲怎么样爱世上的儿女。
That is how we, the fathers of the earthly fathers, should love their children.
耶和华也照样爱敬畏他的人。
That our God, Jehovah, would likely love for those who respect him.
其实神爱世上每一个人。
In fact, God loves each and every one of us.
差他的独生子降世。
Has sent his only begotten son to this earth.
替我们死在十字架。
To die for us on the cross.
实在是伟大的爱。
It is indeed no greater love.
做儿女的想到地上的父亲。
For as children, you think of your earthly father.
所有神的儿女, 特别在父亲节, 感谢天上的父。
For those who are Christians, on Father's Day, we should thank our Father in heaven.
他为我们牺牲他独生的爱子。
He had sacrificed his only begotten son.
我又想到我自己的一件事情。
Then it reminded me of an event of my own.
差不多四年前。
About 4 years ago,
我的女儿结婚了。
My daughter got married.
他们在洛杉矶租了一个西方的教堂，西方人的教会。
Their church rented a church from a Western church.
很大的礼拜堂。
It's a very, very big church.
婚礼的时候，爸爸有一个特权。
During the wedding, a father has a privilege.
可以从后面。 把女儿牵到前面来。The
privilege is to walk his daughter from the behind the pulpit, behind the sanctuary to the front.
那个礼拜堂比这个还要大。That
was a church even bigger in size than this church.
所以要牵很久才会到前面。So
that was kind of a long walk for that church.
那在我女儿跟她男朋友来往的时候。While
my daughter was dating her boyfriend,
我就问那个男士,
I had asked that man,
你真的爱我女儿吗?
Do you really love my daughter?
啊,真的爱,真的爱。
He said, yes, indeed.
你将来会苦待我女儿吗?
Will you treat her harshly in the future?
不会。
No, of course not.
会虐待我女儿吗?
Will you make her to suffer?
更不会。
Of course not.
那以后就给她结婚了。
So I gave him the permission to get married.
那一天我牵他走,
that day when I walked with her,
里面思想很多,
many thoughts came to my mind.
因为是我的独生女儿,
because she's my only daughter.
从小爱她,
love her from the very beginning.
现在要把她送去给另外一个男士,
and today I'm giving her away to another man.
所以思潮起伏不断。
And my heart was turbulent.
走到一半的时候,
halfway through the passage,
突然有一节圣经就进到我的脑海里。
Suddenly a scripture passage came to my mind.
反复思想,
repeatedly thought about it.
可能你们猜得出是哪一节。
Maybe you can guess what that is.
那就是约翰福音3章16节。
That is John 3:16.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
He gave his only begotten son.
我想到神差他儿子来。
I thought about God has sent his only son to this earth.
明明知道要上十字架。
He knew that his son was going to be crucified.
要受苦难。
Was going to be suffering.
要受死。
Will be suffered to death.
神还是差他儿子来。
Yet God still sent his son.
我就想了，我多次问这个男的。
So many times I had asked this man,
对我女儿好不好？
Are you going to treat her well?
如果他回答，说不定将来给他钉十字架。
Maybe his answer would be, I might crucify your daughter.
那我觉得一半就把他牵回去了。
I will certainly turn away from that hall.
再三保证对他很好。
And he had repeatedly guaranteed to me that he's going to treat her well.
我才带过去。
And that resulted that I was willing to give her away.
感谢主，结婚差不多四年。
Thank the Lord that after about 4 years of a marriage,
他们啊的确很相爱。
They still love one another.
很幸福。
It's had a very good marriage.
但是我们想到天上的父。
Now we think of our Heavenly Father.
他知道他的儿子要来受死。
He knew his son was going to be sent to this earth to die.
要受苦。
To suffer.
受鞭打。
To be whipped.
被钉十字架。
To be crucified.
还把他儿子送来。
Yet still he sent his son.
在父亲节的时候
，In this Father's Day，
所有神的儿女
，All children of God，
要何等感谢天上的父
，Should be so much more thankful to our heavenly Father。
我也顺便向在座慕道的朋友们
，I will take this opportunity for those of you who are still seeking in your faith，
告诉各位天上的神何等爱你。
I want to tell you how much。Our Heavenly Father love you.
比地上父亲爱我们还更伟大。
He loves you even greater than your earthly father.
最好赶快把神的礼物收到心里来。
I ask you to quickly receive this gift from God.
请主耶稣进到你的心里。
Ask Jesus, our Lord, to come to your heart.
做你的主和你的救主。
To become your Lord and your Savior.
这是感谢天父最好的方法。
This is the best way to give you thanks to our Heavenly Father.
现在回到地上的儿女们。
Now we return to the children on earth.
要常常感谢地上的父亲。
You should often thank your earthly father.
你的父亲真的爱你的。
Your father truly loves you.
当然他是有软弱的时候。
Sometime, of course, he will be a weak.
你至少在父亲节要好好表现。
At least you should have a good behavior toward your father on Father's Day.
几年前一次父亲节，正好父亲节，我的女儿来看我。
A few years ago, exactly on Father's Day, my daughter came to visit us.
她每一次送我的礼物啊，是花衬衫。
Every time when she came, a gift from her is a shirt with flowers.
我以前都穿白衬衫，在台湾的时候。
I always wear this plain white shirt when I was in Taiwan.
好像穿白衬衫比较规矩一点。
It seems to be more formal to wear a plain white shirt.
很少穿花衬衫。
Really, I would wear a colorful shirt.
那么他送我红色格子的花衬衫。
So she sent me a gift, a shirt with red stripes, red squares.
以后送给我蓝色格子花衬衫。
And later she gave me a shirt with a blue squares.
那后来我就很多很多花衬衫了。
So I had many colorful shirts now.
那我除了现在礼拜天讲到穿白衬衫，其他都花衬衫。
So except Sunday morning, I was still dressed in my plain white shirt. All the other times will be very colorful shirts.
每一次穿花衬衫。就想到我的女儿。
Every time when I wear a colorful shirt, I will think of my daughter.
心里就很快乐。
I feel very happy.
那一次她父亲节来。
That time on Father's Day, she came to visit us.
我们说我们请你还有女婿去外面吃饭。
So we took my daughter and my son-in-law out to have a meal.
我们说请你们点菜。
We asked them to order their favorite.
没有想到都点那个最贵的菜。
Turns out they ordered the most expensive things on the menu.
我说这几个孩子怎么现在不太懂得节约。
I felt a little strange and how come they don't know how to spend wisely now.
没有想到付钱的时候才知道他们已经付了钱了。
And it turned out at the time we were ready to pay the bill,they have already paid it for me.
他们说父亲节快乐。
They said Happy Father's Day.
哎，我想早知道就点更好的菜了。
I thought if I knew it before, I would order even more expensive dishes.
但是我就很感动。
But I was touched.
所以在座的凡是父母还在这里的,
For those of you, your parents are still here.
今天中午教会没有饭吃,
There's no lunch today in our church.
请你们想一想该做什么,
and you should think about what you should do today.
要请最好的菜给他们吃,
Bring them out to the best menu, the best dishes.
一年才一次, 不要舍不得,
it's only once a year.
如果我们做儿女的, 常常有一点心意表达爱心,
We as children will have this intention and desire to express our goodwill.
父亲会很高兴的,
and our feeling of love, then our fathers will be happy.
另外一件让我觉得, 会让父亲高兴的是什么呢?
Another thing I felt that would make father happy would be,
就是如果女儿常常打电话来,
if your daughter can call you quite frequently,
因为住得很远,
she lives pretty far away,
我们飞机都要飞5.5个小时,
it would take about 5.5 hours of her air time,
所以,
flight time.
她常打电话来, 我们就很快乐,
if she calls us frequently, we'll feel happy.
我们家电话大半都是找师母的,
The call, of course, usually comes for my wife.
所以我们家电话费都是师母花掉的,
And you know who spends the most of the money on long distance calls?
因为教会很多人需要他的辅导,
and many would seek for her advice from our church.
平常电话响我都不接,
Usually when a phone rings, I would not be the first one to answer.
可是我一听到我太太是跟女儿讲话,
But the moment I heard she was talking to our daughter,
我一定立刻把另外电话拿起来,
I will immediately pick up another phone.
喜欢听听女儿的声音,
I want to hear her voice.
然后跟女儿聊一聊,
and talk to her.
如果今天父母不在这里的,
For those of you, your parents are not here anymore,
太阳下山以前, 请记住, 一定要打电话去,
For those of you, your parents are not here in town, Before the sunset, please all be sure to remember to call your parents.
向你的爸爸请安,
to send your greetings to your father.
向他表白你爱他,
to tell him that you love him.
那么讲到这里, 再提醒所有神的儿女,
Once again, I want to remind all the children of God.
天上的父期望什么?
What is our Father in heaven expect of us?
如果你常亲近他,
If you draw yourself near to him,
你常常祈祷,
You often pray to him,
敬拜, 赞美他,
You worship, you praise him,
他会很喜欢,
He will be pleased.
你也乐意照他喜欢的服侍他,
You will serve him according to what he likes,
他会得到心中的喜乐,
And he will be very, very happy.
愿所有 地上的儿女, 神的儿女, 能适当地对待地上的父亲, 天上的父亲。
May we all, as children of this earth, to respect your father on earth.
第二方面, 我要讲做父亲, 不要惹儿女的气。
The second aspect, I'd like to talk about how fathers not to exasperate your children.
怎么会惹儿女的气呢?
Why would a father be exasperating of his children?
第一个理由是做不负责任的父亲。
The first reason is this father is an irresponsible father.
不顾家,不养家。
He doesn't care his home.
常常不在家。
Often not be at his home.
神要父亲做一个负责任的人。
Our God wants father to be a responsible father.
亚当汗流满面来养活他的家。
Adam had to work really hard, sweated all over his face in order to feed his family members.
圣经要我们有正经的事业。
Bible wants all of us to have a right job.
要殷勤工作。
To work very diligently.
不懒惰。
Not to be lazy.
所以犹太人从13岁开始,
So the Jewish people started from the 13 years old.
一面有正式的宗教教育,
and start in parallel with the proper religious education.
一面学习谋生的技艺,
and also in the meantime learned how to make a living.
主耶稣做木匠的工作,
Our Lord Jesus learned to be a carpenter.
保罗执帐篷的工作。
Paul learned to be a tent maker.
都是要努力照顾家人。
All was trying to work hard so they can take care of their families.
让儿女受到惹气，让儿女生气的是不负责任的父母。
So for those who are irresponsible, then will exasperate their children.
前几天雷根总统过世的一些葬礼。
You all saw the funeral for President, the late President Reagan.
我们看到好多前总统在里面，以前的总统。
We saw several of the former presidents on the picture.
看到雷根夫人南希。
We saw the first lady, Nancy.
有一些有关他们的故事提出来给各位参考。
I'd like to mention some of the stories of them for your reference.
前总统福特写了他的传记。
The former president, Gerald Ford, wrote his autobiography.
那个题目叫做《治愈的时间》。
The title of the book is called The Time of Healing.
他从小被父亲遗弃。
He was deserted by his father.
他的父亲不负责任。
His father was an irresponsible person.
所以他长大根本没有印象父亲什么样子。
So from the day he grew up, he never had an impression how his father looked like.
17岁他在一个素食店里面打工。
17 years old, he worked in a fast food place.
有一天一个高大的男人走进来。
One day, a fairly big and tall man walked in.
他不 order 吃的东西。
He did not place any order.
看福特看了15分钟。
He just observed, stared at him for about 15 minutes.
然后告诉他，我是你亲生的父亲。
Then he told him, I am your father.
我要请你出去吃饭。
I want to invite you to out have a meal.
福特就请假跟他出去。
So Ford asked for excuses from his manager and went out with his father.
出门看到一个很漂亮流线型的汽车。
And outside the door, he saw a very pretty looking, streamlined looking car.
里面坐了一位女士。
A lady sat inside.
被介绍是她的后母。
Was introduced to him as his stepmother.
他们到一个很好的饭店吃饭。
Then they went to a very beautiful restaurant.
可是福特说，我连一口都吃不下去。
But President Ford says, I could not even swallow a single bite.
他说我回家那天一个晚上睡不着。
When I got home for the whole evening, I couldn't fall asleep.
这是他最难过的一天。
This is the most, the hardest day of his life.
因为他对他父亲非常失望。
Because he was greatly disappointed about his father.
怎么能够惹儿女的气？
How do you exasperate your children?
如果不负责任。
If you are irresponsible.
今天在美国很严重的问题。
A very, very serious problem in the United States.
因为有40%的儿童是没有父亲的。
Because there are 40% of the children are without a father.
有的是因为离婚的关系。
Some due to the divorce.
有的是因为未婚生子的关系。
Some because of children without marriage.
没有父亲的孩子内心是不能平衡的。
The children without a father will be lack of balance in their hearts.
所以在加州 Saddleback这个马鞍山教会的主任牧师 Rick Warren 这样说。
Rick Warren, the senior pastor of Saddleback Church in California, said so.
他要求他的同工们。
He asked all his coworkers.
凡是做父亲的。
You fathers.
一个礼拜至少三个晚上留在家里面。
You should spend at least 3 evenings in your home.
跟你的孩子玩 game。
To play games with your children.
跟你的孩子一同看儿童电视节目。
To watch the children's programs on television with them.
跟你的孩子们一同做功课。
To do their homework with them.
跟孩子们去打棒球，去玩音乐等等。
Play baseball or play music and so on.
孩子们的生日庆祝不要忘记。
Never forget their birthday.
不要忘记学校他们的庆典。
Never forget about their special events in their schools.
孩子们是做父亲的责任之一。
That your children is one of your father's responsibility.
如果忘记孩子们是自己的责任， 这个父亲会惹儿女们的气。
If you forgot the fact your children are your responsibility, you exasperate your children.
第二是不良的行为。
The seconds are improper behaviors.
前两天克林顿出了他的新书。
A few days ago, former President Clinton published his new book.
我的人生。
It's called My Life.
里面讲到一段他跟卢恩斯基的事情。
And he described in his book about the affair he had with Lewinsky.
他自己非常的后悔。
He said he regret very much about it.
那一段让他的太太跟女儿都心碎，都离弃他。
In that period of time and that very event, his wife, his daughter, both had broken heart and wanted to not to be with him.
他也有两个月只能够睡在客厅的沙发上面。
For 2 months, he could only sleep on the sofa of their living room.
他让他的孩子真的心中有怒气。
And he had indeed exasperated his children.
不过克林顿说他有一个原因在里面的。
And he had mentioned about a reason for it.
因为他还没有出生，他的生父就车祸死亡了。
He said before he was even born, his biological father died of a car accident.
以后这个继父是个酒鬼。
His stepfather was a drunkard.
常常打他的妈妈。
Often beat up his mother.
打他跟他的同母异父兄弟。
Beat up his mother and his stepbrothers and sisters.
所以他内心就有一种常常有做不正当事情，如果有什么大的压力。
So he often had this developed in this behavior that when he's under pressure, he would behave strangely.
父亲对孩子影响很大。
Father has tremendous impact to their children.
如果有不良行为
，If you have the improper behavior,
会害了孩子们。
That's going to impact your children.
我们看到雷根的夫人南希。
We saw the wife of President Reagan, Mrs. Nancy.
在其实丧礼中，她也有很多镜头。
And there are many scenes about her during the funeral.
跟她同时期在好莱坞另外一位女星。
There was another movie star, her contemporary in Hollywood.
很有名的。
Was a famous actress.
就是玛丽莲·蒙
露。Was Marilyn Monroe.
南希跟玛丽莲蒙露的命运很相像。
And they had a similar fate in the first part of their life.
他们都是电影明星。
They were both movie stars.
都很有名。
They were both famous.
两个都是从小被父亲所遗弃。
They both were deserted by their father.
但是南希的继父是一个很正直的人。
But Nancy's stepfather was a very righteous man.
是一个外科医生。
He was a surgeon.
是一个公正严格的男人。
He was a serious, a very a righteous person.
所以南希的人格发展就很好。
So Nancy had a proper upbringing.
适应力也很适当。
And she had a proper ways of dealing with her people around her.
但是玛丽莲·蒙露以后妈妈改嫁。
But Mary Monroe had a very different history. Her mother remarried.
也改嫁好几次。
Remarried several times.
这些养父们都不好。
All the stepfathers were not good.
常虐待她。
Treat her poorly.
然后常常打她。
Abuse her, hit her.
欺负她。
Hit her.
所以玛丽莲·蒙露说呢，她自己从小也有神经质。
So she said she was psychologically or it was a problem.
到后来她自杀了。
Of course she committed a suicide.
这是惹儿女们的气。
These are examples how exasperating to your children.
不良的行为。
Poor behaviors.
我们都会有不良行为。
We all have poor behaviors.
都会有缺点。
We all not perfect.
天上的父爱我们。
Our Father in heaven loves us.
让他儿子 做我们的救主。
Had let his only son to be our savior.
能够改变我们。
To change us.
能够拯救我们。
To save us.
如果做父亲感觉自己有很多不好的事情。
You as father, if you feel you have done something improper.
需要神的改变。
Needs the God to transform you.
神乐意改变我们。
God is willing to do that.
乐意赦免我们。
Willing to forgive you.
乐意拯救我们。
Willing to save you.
让我们不会再惹儿女们的气。
So we will no longer be exasperating to our children.
我最后要讲一点。
Lastly, I want to mention,
我们做父母的要照主的旨意来教养他们。
We as parents, we should bring them up with the training and instructions of our Lord.
我们自己好好研读神的话。
We should diligently study the word.
我们明白主的话。
We should understand the word of the Lord.
我们教导儿女们主的话。
We should teach them the word of the Lord.
我们也活在主的真理中。
We should also to live to have a conduct within His truth.
教导儿女活在主的真理中。
To teach them to live in the truth.
你的儿女会蒙福。
And your children will be blessed.
各位都知道 J.C. Penney 这个大的百货公司。
You all heard about this big department store called J.C. Penney.
J.C. Penney 本身是很好的基督徒。
J.C. Penney, the president or the owner of that store, is a very good Christian.
因为他的爸爸是很好的基督徒。
Because his father is a good Christian.
这个 J.C. Penney 在十几岁的时候。
During his teenage life,
他在一个小杂货店里面打工。
J.C. Penney had a job in a small grocery store.
那个店主很狡猾的。
The store owner was shrewd.
把不好的咖啡加在高级的咖啡里面来卖。
He blended the poor quality coffee with good quality coffee and then sold them.
然后赚很多钱。
To make big money.
J.C. Penney 回家就跟爸爸讲。
So J.C. went home and told his father.
这样做生意是很聪明的。
And he said, well, this person is wise to make money.
将来我长大了也要开一个店。
And when I grow up, I will open a shop.
我不但咖啡这样子，什么都可以这样子。
And not only coffee, but maybe everything else I can just blend them to cheat.
爸爸听完之后大骂他一顿。
After the father had heard this, the father scolded him.
明天给我辞职。
He said, you should resign from the job tomorrow.
不可以在这样店里面工作。
You should never work in a shop like that.
我宁可你失业，不要你这样骗人。
I'd rather to have you to be jobless than to be cheating.
J.C. Penney 受到很大的改正。
He was corrected from his mistake.
他以后创业。
Then later, he created his own business.
他店名用 The Golden Rule Store.
He called his stores as Golden Rule Store.
就是用中文翻就是按金律，金律的圣殿。
The rule, that's like a golden rule.
那是圣经里面的教训。
It is the teaching from the Bible.
以后店越来越大。
Then his store became bigger and bigger.
以后改名叫做 J.C. Penney.
So he changed the name to become J.C. Penney.
神赐福父亲的教导。
God blesses the teaching from fathers.
按照神的真理。
According to his truth.
走正直的人生。
To walk a correct life.
神会赐福这个家庭。
God then will bless this family.
很有名的将军麦克阿瑟。
A very famous general MacArthur.
常常为他儿子祷告。
Often to pray for his son.
他死以前把祷告文写下来。
Before he died, he wrote down his prayer.
祷告文常说主啊。
In the prayer, he said, My Lord,
求你让我的儿子真认识你。
Ask my son to truly know you.
也认识他自己。
And know himself.
求你赐给他清洁的心。
Make him with a pure heart.
崇高的目标。
Has a great goal.
同情失败的人。
To be sympathetic to those who fail.
忍耐世上的挫折。
To be able to be great patience for any failure.
凡事为要荣耀神。
For all of this, to glorify you.
如果我们把真理教导儿女,
if we teach the truth to our children,
常为他们祷告,
pray for them frequently,
神赐福这样的父亲,
God will bless this kind of father.
也要赐福这样的家庭,
God will bless this kind of family.
今天父亲节, 愿神 再一次, 我说赐福众做父亲的人,
again, today on Father's Day, I'd like to say that again, may God's blessing to be on all of you fathers.
做儿女的, 记住, 孝敬你的父亲和母亲。
Those who are children, please remember, honor your father and your mother.
做父亲的, 不要惹儿女的气。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children.
神乐意帮助我们。
God is willing to help us.
拯救我们脱离软弱。
To save us from our weaknesses.
也帮助我们照他意思, 教导我们的儿女。
To help us to teach our children according to his will.
愿神赐福各位。
May the God bless be with you.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父, 感谢你。
Our lovingly Father, we want to thank you.
你是最完美的父。
You are indeed the perfect Father.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
也愿 帮助所有做父亲的,
we also ask you to help all those who are fathers
有你的模样,
to have you as their role model
借着父母来赐福儿女,
through the parents you will send your blessings to the children
赐福整个教会,
the blessings to this whole church
你的荣光充满你的教会,
your glory will fill this church fully
朋友世人在这里能够找到真神,
so the friends and the people can find the true God in this place.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Pray in our name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.